chips, Windows 7 autoplay settings. Hi everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today I would like to discuss autoplay. This is a way that Windows tries to be intelligent when you insert disks with content or drives with content, and tries to play or not play features on them depending on what you want. So this works to some degree in XP. In all versions of Windows have some of this in it. I'm going to show you what it's like in Windows 7 because that's the version of Windows I have. It's very customizable in Windows 7. You can tell Windows, for example, to play software from some disks you insert and not others. To play some types of video but not others. So let's look at how it works. I'm going to show you the how to get to autoplay settings in the control panel.
Menu, search, creative audio control panel, leaving menus, control panel, search box, edit.
You want to find hardware and sound and go under there and you will find autoplay eventually.
Choose hardware and sound link. Devices and toolbox, search, control, sys, network, program, user, appear, clock, lamp, ease of devices, add a device, add a print mouse link, device manage, autoplay link. Use autoplay for all media and devices, checkbox checked, alt plus U.
Now that I am in the autoplay and I have restored it to default so I can show you what it does every time. When you first get a computer, you first install Windows on it, these are the features, this is what autoplay will do. So autoplay will attempt to do what it thinks you want to do whenever you insert any kind of media or device, and that is checked by default. And so if it's checked by default, what is it going to do? And you have all these combo boxes here, and you have all these choices you can make.
Audio CD combo box, choose a default.
You can choose a default action. When you insert an audio CD, what is Windows going to do? You can choose a default.
Play audio CD using Windows Media Player. Play audio CD using Creative Media Source 5 Player. Play audio CD using Video LAN VLC Media Player. Play using Winamp. Show songs using iTunes. Play audio CD using iTunes. Import songs using iTunes. Rip audio from CD using Deep Bower CD Ripper. Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer. Take no action. Ask me every time.
There are lots of options, and to a large extent, the options that you have will depend on what software you have installed. For example, I have iTunes, I have VLC Media Player, I have Winamp, and I have DB PowerAmp installed, and they can all do various things above and beyond, in some cases, what Windows Media Player can do. But you may not have those installed, you may just have Windows Media Player.
Play audio CD using Creative Media, play audio CD using Windows Media, play audio CD using Video, play using Winamp.
There we go. That's what I want. I want to play my audio CDs using Winamp.
Enhanced audio CD combo box. Choose a default.
I don't know what an enhanced audio CD is, but I'll choose Winamp.
Run play audio CD using Creative. Play audio CD using Video LAN. Play using Winamp.
There you go.
DVD movie combo box. Choose a default.
Well, okay. I can choose a default.
Play DVD movie using Windows Media Player.
I think I want that. So, using Windows Media Player.
Enhanced DVD movie combo box. Choose a default. Run enhanced content. Play DVD movie using Windows Media Player. Play DVD movie using Video LAN. Open folder to play DVD movie using
We'll play it with Windows Media Player here.
Software and games combo box. Choose a default. Install or run program from your media. Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer. Take no action. Ask me every time.
Take no action and ask me every time are always there.
Install or run. Open folder to view files using install or run program from your media.
Yeah.
Pictures combo box. Choose a default. Import pictures and videos using Windows. Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer. Take no action. Ask me every time.
I'm just going to say, take no action.
Video files combo box. Choose a default. Import pictures and videos using Windows. Play using Windows Media Player. Import pictures and
say, import using
audio
Windows.
Files combo box. Choose a default. Play using Creative Media. Play using Windows Media. Play audio files using Video. Play using Winamp.
That's what I want to do with them.
Blank CD combo box. Choose a default. Take no action. Blank DVD combo box. Choose a default.
And then I'm not going to demonstrate
blank
the rest
DVD
of these.
Combo box. Choose a default.
These are other types of hardware content, and you can tell Windows what to do with them.
Mix content combo box. Choose a default. Open folder.
Ask me every time.
Blu-ray disc movie combo box. Choose an open. Take no action. Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer. DVD audio combo box. Choose a play audio DVD using Video LAN VLC Media. Video CD combo box. Choose a play video CD using Windows Media Player. Super video CD combo. Play super video CD using Apple iPhone combo box. Choose a default.
Oh, it even has Apple iPhone on here. This must be new because I never saw this before, this last upgrade. Apple iPhone.
Import pictures and videos using Windows.
Whoops.
Apple open device to view files using Windows Explorer. Take no action. Ask me every time.
Want to take no action because when I install my iPhone, iTunes comes up and takes over everything when I try and sync. So I will take no action.
Reset all defaults button, Alt plus R.
You can reset all defaults.
Save button,
save,
Alt, cancel,
cancel.
Toolbar desktop.
And that's it.
Save button, Alt plus
save.
S. Hardware and sound, devices and printers link.
And that's where we're back to. So I have saved those settings. And that's how autoplay works. It's very simple.
Gold wave.
You don't have to know what all those different types of content are. Just be on the lookout to know which ones your computer uses, which ones you use on a regular basis, so that you can configure the settings accordingly. It's simple as that. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.